You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, it's Family Day here on Show 400 at Freed on Business. It's Family Day, and I've got my two favorites right here. We've got Simon Kofsky and Shane Kofsky. They're from Atlanta. They're 14 years old, and they've got some interesting takes on everything. Kids, make sure you lean into the mic. We're going to start with Simon. Simon, I know that you like to play the horn in school. What is the type of music that you like to play the most?
I like to play jazz the most. I play trumpet in the school's jazz band and a jazz band at Georgia State.
Well, that's pretty cool. I like to do a little bit of riffing here with Wanda on my own. Usually we do it with words, though, but we are kind of freeform. We have Bruce here. It was sort of jazzy, wasn't it?
It can be.
Thank you. Thank you. You're giving better answers than them.
Uh-huh.
There you go. So, Shayna, now what do you like to do in your free time at school? What's your favorite topic in school?
Probably my favorite class is chorus because it's a very nice group and community. Also, it's really fun to sing.
It's a good time.
It is. Well, see, now this is what I mean. We've got positive energy coming from the next generation. You know, you watch TV, you see only the negative stuff that comes out. I wanted to bring some positive stuff here. Now, Simon, I know are you an Eagle Scout yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, are you working towards that?
Yes, I'm in the rank right before Eagle Scout.
Okay, what's that?
It's Life Scout.
Okay, now you go on trips, right?
Yes.
Where's your favorite trip that you've been to?
Every year our troop goes to the Nanahala River and we go whitewater rafting, and that's always my favorite.
Oh man, do you do camping and cook on the open fire out there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Now, Shayna, do you go out? What do you do for extracurricular activities? You play a little softball?
Yeah, I played on our softball high school team this year, and that was a really nice experience.
What'd you like about playing on the softball team?
Well, I liked how it had a bunch of different grade levels. We had, like, seniors, juniors, freshmen, and sophomores, so it was really nice to get to meet everyone who went to our school.
Oh, my God, this is just a great view. I mean, this is the type of people we have coming up into the world today. You know, it's not all these negative things that you see on TV. Today is all going to be about positive stuff, only positive stuff. So, Simon, when you go whitewater rafting on the Nantahala, do you have a story that you like to tell about something that happened on one of those trips?
Last year, I was in a personal raft called a ducky, which is an inflatable kayak, pretty much.
And we
were in a very narrow part, and I flipped over back over front.
Front over, like head over heels here?
Yeah.
And you got up and you still were rafting?
Yeah, I had to swim a bit.
That's pretty cool. Well, that teaches you self-sufficiency and the ability to believe in yourself. These are very important things you need in life.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Shayna, what's one of the really cool experiences you had with the softball team this year?
I would say doing, like, tournaments and going on the bus to games because we all get to hang out and talk together. Also, it's really fun to be at the game, and it's a really nice experience.
Wow, this is really terrific. Now, tell me a little bit about, you know, I know that you don't watch TV a lot because your mom won't let that happen when you're studying and such like that. I get the little raised eyebrow. I guess you watch a little stuff. What are you seeing in civics? I know, Simon, you take a little civics class. What are you seeing in the world today? What have you seen going on in your class? Maybe what's one of the things that they talked about in class that you found interesting?
The class I take is Advanced Placement Government, and we learn a lot about how the structure of government works and how recently with the Congress and the president being different parties, how that makes it harder for laws to be passed, and I found that interesting.
Okay, what do you think is going to happen now that they're all from the same party?
Laws are going to be passed, and no one knows yet how the laws will affect us, but hopefully they will affect us in a positive way.
Did any of your classmates and you take any active role in the election doing anything during this cycle?
No.
Okay, did you watch any TV, have any opinions?
I'm not very happy with the election, but it
okay.
is what it is.
That's fine. That's fine. You're okay. We don't do politics on the show, but we understand that some of the young people may be a bit concerned. What do you think about what's going on in the world today, Shayna? How do you feel? I hope it's bright and sunshiny because you're always positive.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty good. I'm in the same class as Simon, and we're learning a lot about the government. And, I mean, since there's a lot of checks and balances, even if something bad happens, it won't be the worst thing ever.
Oh, I love this girl. She's the optimist. She's the optimist. Now, Simon, what do you think you'd like to study going forward? I know you really like music. You're starting with tennis. You like the government classes. What do you think? What do you think going forward are things that interest you?
Well, next semester I'll be taking health, and I run cross country at school, so I'll find I want to find ways to improve my running, like what I eat before, what how that will affect how I run.
Well, you should listen to the show because we talk about that all the time. We had this lady on the Earth Diet. Your Aunt Vivian knows all about that. She gives me, you see it, all the stuff that I put in my smoothie. I guess maybe that's what we'll do tomorrow. Tomorrow's got to be smoothie day, right? Okay, now, Shana, last question goes to you. What's the favorite thing for you to put into a smoothie?
Berries. I love berries.
Yeah, which berries do you like the best?
Raspberries. They're really good.
My gosh, are you feeding her all the answers to the questions? Because those are my favorite berries. Those are my favorite answers. And I guess these are my favorite people. We're going to be right back with more of Show 400. We're going to have some great stuff. We're going to talk about the past, the present, and the future. We just had the future right here on the show. And I got to tell you, I got to put on my sunglasses. Because the future looks bright to me. Wanda, take it.